This is The Fix It Show on WTMJ. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. When it comes to home repairs, we could all use a guy. Well, we've got the guy, and we've got the show. For all your home improvement questions, we've got answers. This is The Fix It Show on WTMJ. Presented by J&B Construction and Siding Unlimited. Now, here's your host, Dayton Kane and David Nason.
Welcome to another Saturday morning where we talk fixing up your house. How are you, David Nason?
I'm good, Dayton. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yes.
It was a good week.
Yeah.
So we have a guest on the show. We're going to introduce Eric here right away from Big Fish, because I got to tell you, Eric, this guy is a comedian. So
yeah. Say something funny.
We went to something funny.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. We went to Summerfest to see Isaac's band.
Isaac.
So Isaac, our producer, is in a band.
Rocking it.
Called Barely Civil. So we got to see his band. What was that?
Thursday.
Thursday.
Yeah.
But
opening.
As
they
I'm
opened,
walking in.
They opened Summerfest.
Yes, they did.
They were the opening.
What a treat.
Yeah.
So as I'm walking in, I get the text, hey, I'm by the stage. I'm wearing a white hat. So I'm like, okay. So I'm walking in, and as I enter the gates.
Anybody who went to Summerfest Thursday know what I mean.
They handed me a white hat. 10,000 white hats around, and he's texting me, I'm wearing a white hat.
I thought it was funny.
It was very funny. Yeah, I laughed. So when she hands me the hat, I actually laughed out loud, and she looked at me like, what are you laughing at?
The thing
at?
Is, I wasn't wearing it. I had a different hat.
Sure. But, even better.
Yeah.
So this is the kind of guy you're doing a show with, just to let you know.
Back in my 20s, I think I closed Summerfest.
Oh, yeah.
But not with a guitar in my hand. Just they kicked. Let's go.
Yeah.
Gotta go home.
Yeah, right.
You gotta.
Yeah.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
Exactly.
One of those, right. Yeah. So, Big Fish, tell us what you guys are. What do you do?
We are a full interior exterior renovation company. With roofing, siding, windows, gutters, pretty much anything with a hammer. We got interior kitchens, bathrooms, remodeling with a big staff, and been doing it for. Oh, my whole life, I tell everybody I've never had a real job. So 25, 30 years, been out in the Lake Country area, serving the Lake Country area.
Right.
Yeah.
And where did you say you live?
I live in Manchez.
Manchez. There's a big festival or something going on today, right?
Yeah, it's huge, granted, for Manchez, right?
Manchez.
So it's no summer fest, but a chicken fest out there in Manchez.
Okay.
You want to see thousands of chickens on a spigot.
Yeah.
The smells are incredible.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
Oh,
and,
I bet that smells
good. So if anybody's trying to locate it, you maybe know where Colgate is.
Yeah, it's south of Erin.
Yeah.
So anybody know where Holy Hill is? It's 3-4 miles straight south.
County Line Road west. Okay. Head west down County
exactly.
Line Road and go north
a little
bit.
Go get some chicken today.
Yeah, go get some chicken. There's probably a band playing later tonight. Little fundraiser. Cool little baseball field. There's going to be some hardball taking place out there. So
basically, nice. A good time.
Yeah, it's just a fun day out in the country.
When I start smelling chickens on spits, I get a little PTSD because I used to work at, this company used to own 94.5 KTI Country.
Right.
And our booth was set right next to the spit of the chicken thing. So all it came in our booth. Every day I went home reeking.
Isn't that like a Seinfeld episode? Kenny Rogers chicken.
I thought you were going to say that because you now own chickens.
Well,
and,
that too.
And they
now we
rule
own
the roost.
No.
In the backyard there.
How many
there.
Chickens you got?
Legally four.
Legally four. Yeah.
Only four.
Yeah.
But they live in the chicken mahal. Back in
we
backyard.
Got this giant chicken.
We built a. We have chickens too.
Okay.
I built a. Huge chicken.
I bet you.
Does it have pillow windows in it?
It has a Velux skylight in it.
Nice. That's my next addition.
Yeah,
skylight.
We put skylights. Has a metal roof. In fact, Lindsay, it's nicer than some of the places that Lindsay and I have lived in in our lives, without a doubt. We got a bunch of chickens. Layers. They're all on the farm, just working.
Yep,
working
same.
Every day for us.
Love
it. Love them.
It's fun going out and collecting eggs. And do they follow you around, or do you not let them graze like free range?
Yeah, no. So we used to let them free range, but what I learned is if you let chickens free range, they die. I mean, they invent ways of getting killed. Well, we live out in the country, so. And we have dogs, and there's coyotes. Yeah, so we I built a really large run.
Gotcha.
And it's I put a concrete footing in and everything, and it's built around tree. It's a pretty nice
coop. Okay, I got to come see this.
Only something a contractor would do. Yeah.
Totally. Yeah, it was we did it ourselves. Yeah.
All right.
We're going to build this thing going anywhere.
You never know what you're going to hear on the Fix It Show. Right. Here we go.
Yeah. I'll talk animals all day.
Eric is with us all this hour. I'm looking forward to this hour after that conversation.
Right.
It's going to be a good one, but if you have questions about your house, 855-616-1620. Give us a text, give us a call. We'd be glad to answer them. And then check them out. The website is bigfishcontracting.com. It is the Fix It Show on WTMJ.
The Fix It Show with Dayton Kane and David Nason on WTMJ.
Sounds like David Lee Roth.
You don't know the song, though?
It sounds like...
I mean, I recognize the voice, but I don't know the song.
So pretty much if you liked Van Halen, David Lee Roth sounds pretty much like Van Halen.
Early Van Halen.
Right, because he was the lead singer of Van Halen. So he's going to be on the BMO Pavilion stage tonight, 9 o'clock. You can catch him at Summerfest. We were down there.
Does he sing old Van Halen songs?
I don't know.
I mean, if he's not singing, Jump, then...
Yeah, right. If he's not doing that stuff, why go, right?
Right. I know. That's why I'm wondering if he's allowed to.
I wouldn't say that.
No.
If he's listening. Yeah. David, I'm sure you're phenomenal.
Hey, David, if you're listening, give us a call.
We'd have a blast talking to him.
Can you have Van Halen songs on your set? I would assume he can.
I saw him. Well, he wasn't there. I saw Van Halen at Monsters of Rock, but that was after him. I really wish he would have been there.
Yeah.
I was never a 80s rocker hair band.
No?
No.
Michael Jackson fan?
Love Michael Jackson. Yeah. I'm more of a pop.
Yeah.
It was always more of a pop. Like Duran.
Sounds like you're a little younger than Dayton and me.
It's possible.
Yeah.
I mean, I got a 5 in my number. So,
He can't be that much younger.
Yeah. I was never a rocker.
I have 2 fives in my...
Closing in on 6.
Yeah, I was raised on the Beatles the 60s from my dad. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I just never did the rock thing.
Gotcha. So we have an event we're all going to be in a week and a half or so.
Yeah.
What's going on there?
Chasing a golf ball around.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. You're bringing a celebrity with you.
620 WTMJ outing on June 30th. We're bringing in Jim Gantner to come and talk baseball and just mingle with the participants in the golf outing. He came last year.
Yeah, he came last year. I walked up and he said, "I'm Jim Gantner." I was like, "Really?"
Yeah.
It's like, wow. Yeah. That was cool.
I think this year I'm trying to get him to wear his number 17.
Yeah.
Last year.
That would have been a giveaway.
it would have helped.
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
But he lives right up the road from me. He's a friend of mine. I've known him for years. I'm real close with his one of his daughters. And so he's just a great guy.
Mm-hmm.
Loves talking baseball.
Always was when he was on the team.
Yeah, real blue collar worker.
Sure.
And me and him are doing some stuff together. So
nice.
We did his roof up in Eden when he lived up there, mm-hmm. and his brothers. So
that's fun.
Yeah,
I can't wait to see him again. I was stunned, like you said. You're out on a golf outing. You don't expect Jim Gantner to be standing there. I didn't believe him at first because I'm like, are you just kidding with me? He's like, no, I'm.
Sneaky, awesome career, right?
Right.
You don't realize
he
played 17 seasons in the majors, and he was played alongside Hall of Famers.
Yeah.
We got Molitor and Yount and Cooper was there. He was just
that 82
just a solid. Actually, Bryce Tring kind of reminds me.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Bryce's got a little bit more pop maybe in his back,
right?
But just a grinder,
hard
worker.
The team now kind of reminds me of '82.
Yeah.
Just the way they play, scrappy and everything.
They're fun to watch.
Yeah.
Speaking of hard workers, this is the Fix It Show.
Yeah, that's true.
Tell us about your crew. So if you're doing interior and exterior stuff, I'm assuming you have different crews for different things.
Yeah. So we have one of the things that I'm proud of and I pride ourselves on is we really do have experts in really all different spaces in construction. So Wayne is our lead carpenter, and he's a craftsman. He's been 35 years in carpentry. There's not anything that he hasn't done and can't build. And so he brings that expertise into our remodeling side. One of our project managers, Ryan, is 25 years as a plumber. And so he has a really solid mechanical background, and he's working on our project management side. Of course, Paul has 25 years of windows experience. You know, worked for Pella of Wisconsin for many years. He's been with us for 6-7 years now, and so we have windows expert. And then, of course, myself, I was roofing and siding, and so I bring that to the table. So we're very well rounded. You know, we're still always learning, but you know, we within our team we have just years and years and years of experience out in the field, and so we like to feel like we can holistically serve customers well. When I look at a roof, I don't just look at a roof. I'm looking at where it connects with the siding, with the soffit and the fascia and the gutters, and it's all connected, right?
Right.
And so we try to bring a very holistic approach to anything that we're doing, educating homeowners. It's really just if somebody wants a roof and they're like, yeah, I don't need gutters. I'm like, well, let's talk about that, you know, because now's the only time to do it. Mm-hmm. And it's just been a pet peeve of mine. You come onto a job and they got gutters 5 years ago and now they need a roof or 3 years ago. I'm like, well, probably maybe should have just waited.
Yeah.
At the same time, stuff like that. So mm-hmm. we just try to really educate homeowners holistically. Insulation, spray foam, all that. We spend a lot of time on home energy audits and just the performance of houses and how they're functioning. And we're still learning. You know, there's new products coming.
Right.
Homes are much different than they were.
Yeah.
There's science.
20, 30 years.
There's a science to it. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Now there is.
Mm-hmm.
Years ago, I think it was, you know, you build a home, you use quality materials, you do a good job, and houses just lasted.
They did.
Well, now there's a science to it that you have to make sure you understand that in order for your projects, whether it's in addition or building new, in order for it to withstand the test of time.
Yeah, homes used to breathe just
right.
naturally.
And dry.
Right?
Yeah.
Just 'cause,
yeah.
But now with all the low-E argon and spray foam everywhere
everything's
around,
so where tight.
Everything's tight.
Yeah.
And then what we find is just a lot of issues up in the attic.
Right.
You know, that used to never happen
right.
before.
That's where the science comes in, mm-hmm. the air sealing and warm, always going to cold and all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
I see that. As part of my inspections, yeah.
I'm sure, yeah.
So. Eric's with us this hour from Big Fish. You can see them at bigfishcontracting.com. If you have questions for them, 855-616-1620 is the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. Anything on the exterior, they do basements, I've seen, kitchens, bathrooms. They're going to help you
if
out
you got
if you
a,
need them.
If you got a question about interior, I'm going to, you know, do my best to take a swing at it. I know enough to get us in trouble, that's
right.
for sure.
We'll be right back. It is the Fix It Show on WTMJ.
WTMJ's The Fix It Show with David Nason and Dayton Kane.
Little Christopher Cross action.
Christopher
I remember he played on Solid Gold. Remember that show?
Solid Gold.
Yeah.
I loved that show as a kid.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's funny. I haven't thought of that show in a long
Well,
time.
When every time I hear Christopher Cross, which isn't often,
yeah. right?
I think it's Solid Gold.
I have one of his CDs.
You could see him tonight, 9:30, the U-Line Warehouse stage. So that's a free show if once you're in Summerfest, so mm-hmm. you could go check him out.
What's your favorite show that you ever saw at Summerfest?
Oh, my gosh. I've seen so many.
Me
that's
too.
That's a hard question.
I haven't seen that many.
Imagine Dragons was there on
concert.
One of the free stages, and there were 14,000 people packed
yeah.
around this stage. Like,
yeah.
It was nuts, but I worked in radio at the time, so I got to go up with my kids right in front of the stage.
That's a show.
It was awesome.
Yeah. John awesome. Mellencamp.
Okay.
Maybe.
Okay.
When early dating my now wife at the time, and we went to see John Mellencamp. So that was good.
I saw Metallica there when I was young, and I don't think
you
my
said
hearing.
You worked into rock. What?
I like Metallica.
Yeah, yeah.
That was the
sure.
only one. Yeah, but I don't think my hearing ever recovered.
Right.
It's been ringing ever since.
Mine never recovered from a Judas Priest concert in the Green Bay Auditorium in like 1984.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah.
Mine was at a Jonas Brothers concert, not because of the band.
Because of the dancing?
Because all the screaming girls behind us.
Yeah.
It was the loudest concert I've ever been to.
Yeah, I saw Dave Chappelle at the Amphitheater a few years ago, and that it was very, very unique and very cool. Not music,
right?
Still at the Amphitheater.
Right. Good stuff. Eric doesn't even want to talk about Big Fish.
No, we can talk. He's just,
no.
That's, so we literally fine. Have a minute it's before the newscast.
That's fine. Check us out, BigFishConcert.com.
I was just saying, tell people how to get in touch with you and where you're located, where you
service. We got a YouTube channel. We have a docuseries that we're doing. We're two seasons in. It's great stuff on our company and the people that we work for or work with. Just good storytelling there. So check us out on our YouTube channel.
So if somebody reaches out to you today on the website, can they call?
Yeah, 262-470-1114 or bigfishcontracting.com. You can get us hold of us there.
Okay, and somebody's out Monday right away or Tuesday? Like, how's that work?
It depends what you're looking for, but usually within a couple of days, we're going to be there. You know, we have a big team willing, able to serve. So.
Okay. And what's the company named after? Why is it named Big Fish?
Big Fish Contracting. Matthew 4:19. Come follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to take me fishing, I'm game too. That's fine. I love either fishing.
Way. I know a guy.
Yeah.
Dave Calley.
Oh. Okay.
Dimension Design Build. A friend of mine.
Guy?
He's like Michigan fishing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get seasick. Let's go bluegills on Okay.
All right. All right. We have another half hour with Eric from Big Fish Contracting. Another half hour, so get your calls and texts in at 855-616-1620. Now we go to the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Elizabeth Lintonen. Good morning, Elizabeth. I'm
free. More of your questions next. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Indeed it is. You won't know this band, David.
Nope.
Dexter and the Moon Rocks. Dexter and the Moon Rocks going to be on the Aurora Healthcare stage.
That's a deep cut.
Yeah.
7 o'clock.
It might not even be, but in my mind, it's a deep cut. Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Right.
Good stuff. All right. Summerfest going on this weekend, next weekend, and the following weekend.
So right.
Summer's officially here.
I went, and I'm done.
By the way, happy Father's Day weekend, guys.
Yes, happy Father's Day.
That's going
all
on
around.
This weekend,
that.
Too.
Yes.
Yeah. So,
yes, definitely. Same happy you. Father's Day, Dad.
I do. I have four.
Four kids.
Yep. Amber, Alex, Hannah, and Lola. So they're from 29 down to 20. Got two grandkids, Nora and Romeo.
Romeo's brand new.
Little Romeo. Yeah, he was born at the end of April. Nice. They're coming out to Chicken Fest today. I don't know if Romeo's going to get a chicken yet, but we're,
I think
maybe in a bottle.
I think my sons know your daughter through the homeschooling.
Oh, yeah, we homeschooled. Amber, my oldest.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, it's
that whole group.
If you homeschooled, you kind of.
If you're out in Western Waukesha.
Were they involved with Shwisha?
Not so much, but a little bit.
Sure.
Friends that were in all that and everything. So
my son, Alex, he just got accepted at K-State School of Veterinary and Science.
Cool,
so he's moving down to Manhattan, Kansas. They call it the Little Apple, actually.
Yeah.
Little Apple.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
Okay.
Be down there for a while.
So we've had some turbulent weather in the area again this year.
Yeah, it
seems
amazing.
Like it's a,
yearly
wind, hail, repeat,
Wind,
hail, damage, repeat. Yeah, last few years.
Yeah, over the years, I think my first experience with hail came from a storm in 2005, 2006. And then we might have a little blip here and there, but man, since 22,
it's the
one in Oconomowoc. Yeah, but it's just been little pockets and every year. You know, we just had one April 14th. Mm-hmm. Went right across my
just
driveway,
just north of Oconomowoc. I remember seeing that.
Really down County Line Road in Colgate and moving into Germantown. Some really damaging hail.
So since that one in Oconomowoc, we had the big one in Jackson. There was the big one in Oak Creek.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have you noticed over the years the insurance companies getting stricter and stricter and more picky about what they're seeing? And
yeah. So really, it's interesting because in the past, the insurance companies, in my opinion, were just really almost irresponsible.
Right.
Yeah. You know, with the money that they're giving out. But the new kind of frame of mind for typically anybody older than 50 never made a claim. You hear mm-hmm. that all the time.
Oh, yeah.
I never made a claim. Now, I mean, homeowners that are young, they're not paying for a roof. They're just waiting. It's common. They're just waiting for a hail storm. So policies are changing. You know, they used to have full replacement cost policies. I would say American Family in particular moved all their policies to ACV, which is a depreciation mm-hmm, schedule mm-hmm. on the roof
right.
only. And what I find is people really don't know what is in their policy until mm-hmm. it's too late.
Right.
So there's, especially if you have vinyl siding, you need to have a matchability rider written into your policy. I would talk to your agent right now mm-hmm. because insurance carriers are only paying for the sides that are damaged. It's and even if you can't find the siding.
Yeah, used to be if they couldn't match it, they
even
would do
now,
the whole
house. Even now, they're like, nope, sorry. Nope. They changed the language of the policy.
Same.
So it's getting – and it needs to, in some senses, mm-hmm. to be more fiscally responsible.
Right.
You know what I'm seeing, too, is they're not replacing, like, fascia and
– metal exclusion.
Aluminum siding if it's dented.
Yeah.
It's like, no, it's still, not a structural
issue. It's not a structural issue.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah,
so and that's new.
It's cosmetic.
That's new. Yeah. Because insurance companies are hemorrhaging.
Yeah.
Right.
And they don't like that.
Well,
you know,
and it's
they need their money to pay
Mahomes. Yeah, the whole
Rogers.
World.
Yes,
and put their name on a stadium.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, for sure, it's definitely changed in the last 4 years since that first one in Oconomowoc. Everybody got new roofs.
Everybody
got siding.
Everyone.
And then it's just gotten less and less and less as it's going through.
And so homeowners are again. We're still educating, you know, through the process, and we really do try to work. With the homeowners through the claim process to get them everything that we can for them to be made whole. But nowadays, they usually aren't, especially when it comes
to
siding damage.
Yeah. Is a lot of your work referral-based?
Yeah. It's still over 50% referral
because
we've been just doing it for a long time out in Lake Country. We actually just got bought a property right on Highway 83, right in Heartland that we're going to be renovating over the next year. Yeah,
yeah,
that house.
I see your trucks parked
there. It's a great story.
Yeah.
I need time to tell it, but I used to live there.
Just south of Heartland Music.
Exactly.
Or, yeah.
Yep. Right on 83, mm-hmm. Across from Oakwood Church.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So we're gonna. It's zone B5. It's residential at the moment, but we're moving it to it's zone B5, and we're going to renovate the house and make it an office and then put a big pole barn shop in the back.
Great,
we're pretty excited
location.
About it.
Yeah.
But I love the house.
And now that 83 is all done, finally.
Oh, yeah. I lived there for 9 years with
Country,
my kids. Yeah, always dreamed of buying it, but wasn't able to then, and then – The owner of it, his name was Tim Carbler, solid man. A lot of people out in Heartland know the Carbler name because he raised his family there and had five kids. They all went to Arrowhead, and he just I have a lot of affection for mm-hmm. him. And he passed away in December, but we bought it last October. We were just fortunate to be able to buy it, and we're keeping Big Fish Contracting right there. And over the last, you know, from 2010 to 2019, I lived there. And it was just a prime location
mm-hmm.
for us as we grew as a company. And so to have it back and be able to celebrate Tim and the time we had there is just, it's pretty rich.
Yeah.
We're pretty excited about
and
it.
And as it's built up there, it's not really a spot for, it's not really a residential area anymore.
No. Yeah, it was the only residential spot really from North Shore all the way up past 16.
Exactly. Yeah.
So
good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
BigFishContracting.com is a website. Eric's with us for another couple segments. If you have questions, 855-616-1620. It is the Fix It Show on WTMJ.
Run around, need advice? Call 855-616-1620. Our expert home inspector is here to help. It's the Fix It Show on WTMJ.
Who's that?
Connor Price, 10 o'clock tonight on the Briggs & Stratton stage at Summerfest. The first weekend is officially here. Summer feels like it's finally happening.
I had a good time on Thursday.
Oh, it was a good time.
But the parking and traffic, I'm an
old
man.
This is an old man.
I'm an old man.
Here we go.
My wife tells me that all the time. David, you're getting too old.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just...
That's why you need a wife.
You know what I need?
Make sure you don't
I need to get a driver. You know what? Drive. Drop me off.
It's called Uber.
And then pick
and
me
up. Lyft.
I suppose. Yeah. I'm not there. I don't have that mindset, you know. And
you would probably be cheaper. I pulled into the $20
lot. I need a helicopter to drop me off and then take me.
Now you're talking.
I pulled into the $20 lot. I usually look for free parking, but I was in a hurry because I was running late to see Isaac's band. And so I pulled in, and as I was paying, they changed the sign to $40 on the street parking. And I paid $40 because you had to scan a code, and it flipped automatically to the...
That's how they get you.
Are you kidding me?
I got in the ramp on Milwaukee and Chicago, and I paid $16.
See? Yeah, I didn't have time to look. Otherwise, I would have left when I scanned and I saw that. I would have driven out.
But I was only there for 4 hours. So
anyway,
You know, when you go to Summerfest or you go to the Brewer game or the Bucks game, you just expect to absolutely spend an outrageous amount of money on things. Healthy expectations.
I only go to Brewer games when I get free tickets.
Well, you be you, man. You be you.
My son works for Bruno. Out in O'Connor.
Bruno Marks? Oh, okay.
And the owner of the company hands out his tickets every once in a while with gold parking.
Yeah.
We've been very fortunate to
Shout out to Good Karma. They get some in WTMJ.
Yeah.
ABC Supply Company, which is where we spend all of our money for supplies out in Heartland. Love ABC Supply, but they got some really nice season tickets at the Brewers. So.
Excellent.
That's going to be where I'm going
to Those are hot. Go. They're going to be a hot ticket the rest of the summer.
I went to every playoff game last year.
Cool.
Nice.
Yeah,
We went to one. We went to one.
And it was so exciting. Mm-hmm. I love the Brewers.
They just got to It's great that they're doing so well and everything, but they just got to ride this, and they got to get hot again at the end of August.
They're going to be right there.
Yeah.
They're just too good to not
As long as Miz...
All right.
Before we have to go to another break,
let's answer one more. At least answer one of the texts that we got.
Sorry.
Will the increased cost of replacing a classic shingle roof with a stone coated steel shingle roof be offset by the extended life and lower insurance costs? What do you think on that?
So,
well, first, do you do metal shingles?
Yeah, we do metal roofing. Okay. Pretty much any type of shingle we've done.
Okay.
They're expensive, and so I would say no, only because the cost is two or three times more than your traditional asphalt shingle. And the warranties that we give on every asphalt roof, it's a real warranty. It's lifetime. It's 50 years. It's non-prorated. It covers labor and material should the material fail. It's transferable up to 12 years. And so there's just a lot of value there. Really, anytime we're doing metal or cedar or anything else, Decra, these are some composites, it's because either an HOA is making us or they really want that look. Metal roofing is beautiful. Standing seam, we use a lot of it. Accents on front porches and stuff. Exactly. you just have to really want the look. That's my opinion of it.
No. Mm-hmm. BigFishContracting.com is the website. We do have to take a break. We have our final segment with Eric coming up, so get your calls and texts in at 855-616-1620. It is the Fix It Show on WTMJ.
David Nason and Dayton Kane. It's the Fix It Show on WTMJ.
Well, I don't need your explanation.
I like it.
Yeah. Get that raspy, bluesy thing going.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
AJ Croce, if you know the name. Jim Croce.
Son of Jim Croce. Yeah. Wow.
Operator.
3:30 on the U-Line stage. Don't mess around with Jim.
Oh, yeah.
Leroy Brown.
Leroy Brown, yeah.
Oh, I loved Jim Croce back in the day. So AJ Croce, his son going to be on the U-Line stage today. So check that out at Summerfest. Each hour sponsored by Siding Unlimited and J&B Construction, but we've been talking with Eric from Big Fish Contracting today, and I'm looking at your website, bigfishcontracting.com, and it says, renovating a home, redeeming an industry. Tell me what that means.
It's deep. We just want to be a part of, I tell my entire team, in particular my sales team, that a lot of homeowners have had negative experiences with contractors.
I deal with it regularly.
All the time. Yeah, it's epidemic, right? It's real easy to become a contractor. And so we're starting from a negative typically with most people's frame of reference with a contractor. And we have to work really just to bring it up to neutral, you know? And if we do that, we've done something well, let alone bringing it to a positive experience. And so when I talk about redeeming, it's just kind of buying back what it was originally, you know, kind of the value there. And so it's just in the little things, you know. Actually, it starts in-house with our team. We really love each other. We really care for each other and support each other, serve each other. These are our team members, and we do that first. And if we can do that well with each other, then that spreads out to the community that we serve, and really just serving them and educating them. We make money, you know. I don't think I don't hide behind that. Yeah. We're a profitable business.
You have to be around.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. But yeah, a lot of, you know, money is driving a lot of people's minds and psyches, and that to me is always second. It takes care of itself. We're just able to serve people and care for people the right way. And it's in the little things, you know. It's just something so simple like telling the truth, you know.
Oh, yeah.
What? Yeah. So basic, you know. We really try to under-promise and over-deliver. So it's just in the little things, and then in the interactions we have, bringing joy back, bringing relationship back. There's a lot of transactions but we want it to be more than a transaction. It's like there's an actual relationship. We're people, you're people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, what makes the world go round is people and how you interact with them. And so that's what I mean when I say just redeeming an industry.
Sure.
There's a lot of contractors that can do the same thing and well. And so we're not the only ones out there. We just really value the relationship with people and, you know, treating people the right way. Simple stuff, but needs, unfortunately, to be brought back,
right?
You know, many in this space that we work in. So,
all right, a couple minutes left in the show. Tell people what you guys all do and where you service. How far out do you go?
We're anywhere. I mean, with roofing, we got a job up in Hurley right now. So it's about far north as you can go.
Is the snow melted up there now?
My guys had to shovel 56 inches of snow off a 100 square roof.
Wow.
We've been up there.
That's a big roof.
Yeah, it's huge. I got pictures, and these are small guys. It was almost over their heads. They got pounded, but it's a big project up there. We're working with a GC up there. So
not normal.
No, no big projects. We'll travel roofing. We travel really anywhere, but primarily in southeastern Wisconsin, Waukesha, Milwaukee, Ozaukee, you know, Walworth, Racine, Kenosha, Waukesha, Dodge, and Jefferson, you know, all in that area. Washington. I live in Washington County. Mm. So anywhere in the Tri-County area for remodeling, primarily Waukesha County, you'll find us, because we're out in Lake Country. Mm-hmm. So we don't go very far when it comes to remodeling, because, you know, there's a lot of opportunity right in our backyard.
Right.
But for roofing, yeah, and siding, we just about go anywhere.
And roofing jobs generally are a little quicker.
A day.
Yeah,
a day and a half.
And a remodeling job, you're
months.
Your weeks,
yeah,
months.
In fact, our remodeling right now, we're booking into next year already.
Oh, yeah.
So
fantastic.
For our projects. So it's a longer process, and so that's where we lead, you know, making sure timelines are accurate. People call us. They want to get something done this year that's probably not going to happen.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How do they call you?
262-470-1114 is our office. You can check us out at bigfishcontracting.com. We have a podcast called Under Construction. Myself and Tanya, who you'll meet when I bring her in next time.
Okay.
Lovely human. We've been doing podcasts for over 2 years, and just educating homeowners and letting them get to know us a little bit. We have a lot of fun. Again, we got that YouTube series. Check out that. It's probably not exactly what you think. You'll cry.
Really?
Yeah, we tell some really cool stories.
So just search Big Fish on YouTube?
On YouTube, Big Fish Contracting.
Up at the top of their website.
It's called The Making of Big Fish Contracting. It's really a story of us. It's just people-oriented. I'm really proud of it. You know, with Switchback Cinemas, shout out. They're two young filmmakers out here.
Very nice to have you on the show.
I appreciate
you coming
guys.
In. We'll see you in a couple of Tuesdays.
That does it for hour number one. Matt Hefter from CertaPro Painters coming in next.
This has been the Fix It Show on WTMJ, presented by J&B Construction and Siding Unlimited. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.